comes Dr. Hippo by Jonathan London. Little Hippo did not like being little. In fact, he liked to dress up and pretend that he was big. So, one day he marched outside to play doctor. When he came to Big Hippo, he said, "Hello, I am Dr. Hippo, and I am here to examine your big teeth. Please say, ah."
"Ah,"
said Big Hippo, and his mouth opened as wide as the sky. "Yuck," cried Dr. Hippo. "Your breath smells like marsh muck." Big Hippo clapped his mouth shut, and Dr. Hippo went on his way. Then he came to a very tall giraffe. He climbed a very tall ladder and said, "Hello, I am Dr. Hippo, and I am here to examine your tongue. Please stick it way out." Giraffe opened his mouth and licked Dr. Hippo with the longest and stickiest tongue in the world. "Ew!" cried Dr. Hippo, and he zipped off to find his next patient. Now he came to Giant Crocodile. "Hello, I am Dr. Hippo, and I am here to examine your scaly skin," cried Dr. Hippo, jumping away just in time. Next, he came to Laughing Hyena. "Hello," he said. "I am Dr. Hippo, and I am here to examine your calloused feet. Please roll onto your back." "That tickles," said the hyena. Hyena kicked his legs hard and Dr. Hippo ran off, lickety split. Soon he found elephant by the river. "Hello, I am Dr. Hippo, and I am here to examine your big ears and your long nose." But when he looked in elephant's very long nose, the elephant sneezed. "Achoo!" Dr. Hippo tumbled away and rolled right up to lion's feet. "I am Dr. Hippo, and I am here to examine your eyes." They were big and squinty and very scary. "Roar!" roared the lion. "Yikes!" cried Dr. Hippo, and he ran, wailing, all the way home. "What's the matter, little hippo?" cried Mama Hippo. "I have been playing doctor," he said, hiccuping, hiccup, hiccup, and wiping his eyes. "I saw Big Hippo, very tall giraffe, giant crocodile, laughing hyena, elephant, and lion. But the lion roared at me, and now I don't feel so well." "Oh dear," said Mama Hippo. "Let's see what I can do." "Say ah, ah," said Little Hippo. "Your teeth are big and white," said Mama Hippo. "And your breath smells like peppermint." Little Hippo stopped sniffling. "Now stick out your tongue," said Mama Hippo. Little Hippo stuck it way out. "Your tongue is as pink as a rose petal," she said. "And your skin is as soft as a peach." Mama Hippo helped put on Little Hippo's pajamas with a snap and said, "Now, let me examine your feet." Little Hippo rolled onto his back and started giggling. "That tickles," he cried. Now Mama Hippo tickled his nose and Little Hippo sneezed. "Achoo!" "Excuse me," He grinned from ear to ear. Mama Hippo looked into his clear, bright eyes and said, "You are a very healthy hippo." Then she gave him a huge hug and put him to bed. "Sleep tight, Dr. Hippo. Good night, Dr. Mommy. Good night. And I hope all of you are sleeping too. Good night. Sleep well."